Welcome, everyone. I'm so excited to see like a really big crowd here. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today, those of you who are just coming for this, and thank you to those who've been here all day and are coming along for the ride. Nadia and I are co-conspirators in WIF. Our journey together began
BFF
with...
BFF too, all right?
Okay. Our journey together began with forming Sony's Women in Technology eBridge, which is an employee business resource group, 4 years ago now. And Women in Technology Hollywood began really 4 years ago at this event, I think. I don't know if it was called Hits Spring back then, but it was at this event. It was really just an idea and an impromptu moment on stage. I think Nadia hopped up and said a few words, and initially we thought we'd just be encouraging some of the other studios to do what we did and set up their own organizations. This was pre-Me Too, pre-Women's March, pre-current administration, so it was the early days of you know, these great women's movements that are going on. And anyway, so fast forward 4 years, we've had 14, this is our 14th event, and today we have a reach of, I think, over 1,600 people. So there's, you know, I think we've really hit on something. It's definitely much more than a moment now. Everything we do aligns to our three core pillars, which are pretty standard: professional development, community outreach, and networking. And so today we have a little bit, I think, of all of those, and we invite you really, this is kind of like a birthday party for us, so we invite you to celebrate with us. I can think of no better way to celebrate than to honor some of the amazing women who are really embodying these goals and pillars in our local communities. And I want to emphasize the local aspect of it, because we also have a second component today, which is the charitable organizations. And they are local, and they are also really kind of where the rubber hits the road in making a difference and bringing in more diversity and more technology, or women in technology, in this industry, media and entertainment, and in this area. So I think next year will be 5, and I hope there's cake, maybe some balloons as well. And I'm going to turn it over to Nadia, who's going to tell you a little bit about a small event we're working on for this fall.
Thank you, Rachel. So back in October of last year, we launched a moonshot. A moonshot called Solve for Equality by 2025 in the Entertainment and Technology Industries. Disrupt discrimination, racism, and bias in Hollywood and technology in just 7 years? Come on, that's impossible, right? Well, we believe that it's not only possible, but it's inevitable, that we will solve the flaws in these two industries. It will take the vulnerability of courage, of hope, to triumph over cynicism, resignation, and despair. In fact, in our journey to 2025, cynicism and resignation won't fit in our check-in luggage. It's too expensive, and those indulgences we can't afford. So, we can't afford it if we are all truly up for making a difference. To live as if each of our lives matter. To live as if all of us make a difference. We're willing to put our ass on the line for 2025. Willing to fail better, and fail again. We're willing to believe that corporate success is not just found in the complacent comfort zones of the predictable hires, but rather in the hidden figures, the tremendous treasure troves of untapped talent, the potent pipeline of underutilized personnel. Think about it. The sheer superpower of the entertainment industry to have millions flock to the box office to see a story we've already know the answer to. We've already seen the ending. I'm thinking about you, Titanic. To the superpower of the technology business, when back in the 1960s, we pledged to send a man to the freaking moon in a metal can, and the metals hadn't even been invented yet. And now we have Twitter, that accelerated the uprising for democracy and uncorked the Arab Spring. We believe, just as Uber and Airbnb disrupted the taxi and hotel industries, we can disrupt our HR systems to remove the bias out of our hiring and promotional systems, and that we'll be able to seek, find, and unleash human potential. This is our Solve for Equality by 2025 initiative. We're in our infancy now, but we're planning for a very large event, Equality Con, in the fall, where we'll have very big keynote speakers. Think about the headliners of the Time's Up movement, or perhaps the teams behind Black Panther, Coco, Wonder Woman, Crazy Rich Asians, The Good Doctor, and Atypical, and training sessions on leadership, negotiation, personal branding, confidence, and unconscious bias, so we can prep the pipeline and build the bench. We're thinking big, 2025, and we're building those rocket ships now. So speaking about rocket ships and moonshots, besides disrupting the discrimination, racism, and bias in entertainment and technology by 2025, how about taking on another badass, audacious goal of having 1 billion people happy on this planet within 5 years? Gentlemen and ladies, brothers and sisters, please bring a Hollywood warm welcome to Mo Gaudette.